warranty, and whereas it is recommended that the town's IT to declare these computers as surplus property and disposed of. So therefore, we the Catskill Town Board hereby declare the following surplus properties to be disposed of: Dell Power Edge T630, Dell Optiplex 3040, 3020, 3040, 9020. A motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We have a 284 agreement from the Highway Superintendent, whereas $155,000 would be set aside for expenditures of primary work and general repair of 80.32 miles of town highway, and whereas $275,000 will be set aside for expenditures of permanent improvement of a town highway, Vetter Mountain Road, from end to end, 2.45 miles, and whereas these expenditures include chips and road material and supplies from line item 5110466. So therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby accept the agreement of expenditures of town of highway monies, section 284 of the highway law. Motion?
Motion.
Motion by Brian, second by Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Now, just a side note of this, since the state's going through their budget and we're hearing through the grapevine that chips could possibly be cut over 10% this year, we do have more roads planned to do, but he's not going to put a 284 agreement in until we know exactly what the chips allocation is going to be. So that's kind of, it's going to be a hard one if they actually do cut chips. You want to take that one?
Sure. We received the results from the bid for the pest control services for the wastewater pump stations dated March 15, 2024 at 3 p.m. The three bids received for pest control service, the wastewater pump stations, backup generators, those being number one, Patterson Pest Control, startup cost $500, monthly servicing $50 each service location times 7. Number two, Pestmaster Services. Startup costs $560, monthly maintenance $62 each by 7 service locations. Number three, Northeast Pest Control. Startup costs $600, monthly service $35 each location times 6.
Right, so the third one's
obsolete.
The third one didn't include cement.
Correct. It's my recommendation to the town board that we go with option one, Patterson Pest Control, with the 7 locations with the $500 startup cost. Currently, they handle pest services for Town Hall and for the Senior Center and Ambulance. So for easier billing for Kirsten and everything else, I think we should stick with number one, Patterson Pest Control.
Okay. Motion by Jared. Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. All right. We have one more resolution for tonight. I'm not going to read this whole thing. It's for the wild run that's coming through Catskill and Greene County. Is there dates on this? That was in June. There's no date on this.
That's what I was looking for.
All right, here we go. So this is going to be an event that's going through Greene County, through the town of Catskill. They're going to use Route 23A between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Saturday, June 22nd. So it's just a resolution allowing them to do it. This is a yearly thing for us. So motion?
Motion.
Motion by Dawn, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We received the DOH permit for summer rec. Barb, Liz, and I will start working on that probably next week or the week after. Anybody else have anything to bring up?
We have to discuss Matt Carlisle. And
yep, yeah.
How do we make out with the senior center? Are we going to have the meeting chairs taken care of this coming week?
So that'll be done this weekend. Something happened with Joey. I sent that the email. So he was working with Jamie to schedule. There's nothing going on this weekend?
Just to complete it. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Anything about the floors?
I did not reach out to Zeph. Who's on? Who's
I am.
Okay. What do you got, Jared?
So, Matt, our code officer, brought up to us in the employee handbook, code enforcement is listed as an exempt from getting paid overtime. He was looking for some clarification on how he gains, like if he goes out in the middle of the night for a fire call or he's in court with Ted or whatever. His suggestion was flex time situation where he puts in 40 hours. It doesn't matter what time he arrives at work, but I still maintain a regular schedule of hours. But for example, I would benefit from coming in half an hour earlier each day to review emails. I might work from 7:30 to 4 Monday through Thursday and leave early on Friday, or work from 7:30 to 3:30 each day depending on what might work better for a schedule in a given week. With my understanding that he got, he earned overtime was paid as comp time. So is that what we want to stay with, and I'll just relay that to him rather than playing with his hours and going with a flex time schedule?
I'd be more comfortable with that. You know, it's prudent to the residents that we have a code enforcement officer here and a solid schedule.
Through yeah. The so I'll just relay to him that it'll be given from his comp.
Everybody good with that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Anybody else got anything?
Did I send everybody the email?
Oh, you about the truck?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that. But also, did I send the email from Jamie about the number?
I don't think so, Tara. Of
course, I can't find it now. It's her son. Did she text it to me? She may have texted it to
me. We also have to go over the local law for the updated code amendments that Ted presented us at the last meeting. Dawn, are you looking for that?
I'm just looking for the number from Jamie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like 374. That number sticks in my brain for the month of February.
Okay.
That was how many signs, but I thought I forwarded it. Sorry.
And also, you'll all have in your email a report, quarterly report from George,
yep,
from ambulance, basically showing our call volume. And it's generated by the system, so it tells you how many calls with sirens and lights, how many calls without, how many transportations, how many people declined services. Busy little department.
They're on 361.
361.
316. Did Jared, when did that get sent out?
Yeah, I don't have it.
I sent it about 20 minutes ago to everybody.
Oh,
okay, I don't have it yet.
It's a forward from George. I didn't retype the whole
thing. Yeah, 626 it came out.
Oh, Chris got it, yeah. Update.
And then next week I'm meeting with George to review what needs to be fixed over there. He has a list that's been ongoing for the last couple of years. Mark is going to meet with us, and we're going to just review it and see what Mark can tackle, and what we're going to have to subcontract out.
That door in the back still need to be fixed, probably?
It's not it's the back wall that needs to be fixed.
No, the door leading into the ambulance thing. I think there's something there, too.
Probably. We're going to generate a whole list.
Yeah.
How bad is that?
It seeps. Water seeps through the back wall.
Needs to be repointed?
It's concrete. It's cinder block, it's more of a problem than it's half underground.
Or the drainage just...
The last time it was looked at, it really needs to be dug down and have drainage put in.
Well, there is drainage in there. We put it in. But again, you know, we're talking 20 years ago.
Yeah. Everyone knows me at this point. I don't like putting money in these old buildings. So.
All right. I did forget we had a public meeting at... a public hearing at 6:30. So, Liz, you want to read that notice?
Please take notice that the Catskill Town Board will hold a public hearing for Local Law 1 of 2024, amending the Code of the Town of Catskill, on Wednesday, March 20th, 2024, 6:30 p.m. at Catskill Town Hall, 439 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Proposed changes to the town code include changes to Chapter 115, Junk, Chapter 138, Streets and Sidewalks, Chapter 140 subdivision of land and Chapter 160 zoning. Proposed amendments to the code are townwide and apply in all zones. The board will welcome public comment at that time and in writing. The proposed code amendments are available for review on the town website and at the town clerk's office, 439 Main Street, Catskill, New York, by order of the Catskill Town Board, Elizabeth Gazzotto.
All right, Ted.
Okay, so what we're going to do here is we're closing, it's all closing loopholes. As you have the final version here now in your hand, a couple words that are probably different from the first version you saw. 1, 2, and 5, what we're trying to do is if you're in front of the planning board and for any reason really, or the zoning board for a variance, and you have a judgment against your property, that the judgment has to be paid, the judgment or a debt. And the reason I did that is I'm hoping that if we, and this is just, you know, kind of, I'm trying to think about worst case scenario, if you have the tax foreclosure erases a judgment, I was trying to figure out a way to word this so that even though the judgment might be extinguished by the county tax foreclosure, this would be a condition to site plan approval. So that's what 1, 2, and 5 is about. Number 3 and number 4, these are really typos that we're correcting. There were two definitions for multifamily dwelling, so I eliminated one of them. Number 6, our code officer wanted to have some type of a permit if you have a private road which is in construction in the town. It's not going to be dedicated as a public road, but it's always going to be a private road. Right now, there's no permit for that, so he really doesn't have any. There's regulations, but the person putting in the road doesn't really have to come in front of him. So that's sort of a loophole that we're closing. And then, so that's 6 and 7, and then 8 is fine language for a violation of the junk ordinance. When we amended the junk ordinance law, somehow this language was missing from the new version. So this is, again, just a sort of a typo reflection. Anybody have any questions?
Just a comma question.
Yeah.
In number 6, should there be a comma after in the town, comma, of a road which is intended for dedication as a town road?
Number 6.
Bothered me when I read it the first time, and it still does, but I could be wrong. Anyways.
Yeah, I see that. On the road which is intended for dedication as a town road. I don't think it needs an extra comma.
No?
Okay. But I appreciate your close reading. I mean, I'm always doing that. I'm always, you know,
editing,
and I do it right up until the last minute.
So Jared and I have been working on something, or section 140-16, lot improvements.
Yes.
I'll send this to you and the rest of the board. Maybe we can add it with this.
Okay.
We'll keep the public hearing open until next meeting.
Okay.
This way we can talk about it.
That's fine, yeah. Good.
Well, Mr. Vippler, you got anything?
No, I just wanted to...
On this? Yes.
I don't know if it affects my subdivision.
Probably
if you have an existing subdivision...
No, yours is already approved. You've gone through all the motions already.
The only thing I would need before leaving is there any update on the water line going down Brooks Lane?
No.
Is there still an intention to go for a grant?
I have been trying to apply for grants. Right now, to get a grant to upgrade an existing water line is extremely difficult. There's a lot of money out there for new infrastructure, running new water line and sewer throughout districts, but not upgrading existing.
Okay, my only concern is when you get a subdivision approved, I believe it's only for a certain period of time. Mm-hmm. And this could be ad infinitum, and I'm worried about it being expired and how many times I'd have to go for approval before, you know, it's just...
I think
off the map, so to speak.
Given the circumstances around your particular issue, I think that we'd be able to work with you on a yearly basis, because you're allowed to, you have to extend it for another year, right? Is what you're looking to do?
I thought the renewals were every 6 months. I'm not sure. A subdivision that's approved and you didn't move forward on it. I thought it had, that's why I'm here, because it's been 6 months.
I'll look at that. Do you still have, who's your attorney?
Yes, except I've asked her to stop doing work.
We're just keeping going. I appreciate that.
Allison Phillips.
So all communication should be with me directly.
Yeah, I'll talk to the planning board about that.
If I could just have it extended for years at a time, knowing the situation that the water line is not going to be a quick thing.
Like I said, there's plenty of money.
And I don't want to be in a position where it expired on me, and now I have to follow some rules
and subdivision
approval.
That would be an upgrade.
Specifically, my two-unit townhouse, now the code is three-unit townhouse.
I've tried.
Yeah.
Okay. We went back to New York State code, but I got my subdivision approved for a two-unit townhouse.
Right.
And I spent $10,000 on the plans for a two-unit townhouse.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be in a position where it expired, and then I have to go back to get new plans for a three-unit townhouse. I mean, it'd be a mess.
Patrick, and if you can do me a favor, just send me an email. You have my email.
Yes,
Send me an email, and I'll
I'll
talk to the planning board about it.
Could get almost an unlimited, or at least a notification, then you have to renew or something.
Okay.
Because based on what I'm hearing, it's not going to be a quick solution for the water line.
Right. Right.
Unless they want to approve my one.
Even if we had the money for a new water line, DOH's approval process is about 8 to 14 months out.
Say that again?
DOH's approval process for a new water line is about 8 to 14 months out. They're so backlogged.
Yeah. So I want to just keep getting my renewals done. And I'll send Ted a note. That'll cover my concern of the thing expiring on me. Okay, that's all I have.
Anybody else?
Brian was what I'm looking to do.
Yeah, I just asked him if there was a, not necessarily a workaround, but some way to facilitate a new water line. But he's already...
Well, we were only looking to put one in as a, just to bring you up to date, as a mock 1-2 unit that's very close to what you're familiar with down the Marina Way.
Yep.
And we got it through as approval, but when we went for a water test on the line, Delaware Engineering said absolutely no additions to this water line.
Right.
So we were hoping that when we were with the planning board and Patrick was still at the water department, that we could get the one approved.
Are they doing well? Can't they do a well then?
You know, because that's going to be the model.
Too far away.
So let me know if there's anything we can do on that, which is just one 2-unit building.
Mm.
For a model on it. And then we could wait, you know, people are interested, okay, if not, you know, we would use them for stay and play. Right now we have no stay and play at the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be something I would use temporarily while I'm waiting. So if maybe you could talk to Mr. Young or I don't know who, to get just that one unit approved.
There's no additional units allowed on the water line.
Say that again?
There's no additional units allowed on the water line.
Yeah, with the flow test.
Cut and dry.
Yeah.
Okay. My concern is now to make sure I don't get expired on my subdivision that could go out to 14 to 18 months that you're talking about.
Yep.
You know, for the
well. Right.
And he's okay. Looked into the well?
That's all I had.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else on this? All right, so we're going to keep the public hearing open until our next meeting. With this, I sent everybody that section I was looking to do.
Thank you.
Okay, public hearing? Nothing?
I'm just here to watch.
That was quick. Contract for the Memorial Day Parade Band. It's for a total of $600. The band is Ralph Barger. This is going to be through the Memorial Day and Patriotic Committee for putting the band on. So I need a motion to sign this contract with them. $600. It'll come out of our celebrations line. Yeah. Motion by JR, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Has anybody heard that band?
They play at Anthony's quite a lot.
Oh, okay.
So that's how Joy found them.
Oh, good.
She's been looking around. Bands is $2,500, $3,000. Which, they're good bands. It's just we don't have the money in our celebrations line. Oh. Also, as everybody, I hope, is aware that the Thruway is going to be doing construction on the Catterskill Bridge that goes over the Thruway. They're going to be diverting traffic. They plan on starting construction April 1st. They're going to be using our landfill as a staging area. We have an agreement. We have an insurance liability insurance paperwork from the state. They'll restore the property back after they're done. So Sean signed that agreement. I think I sent this to everybody. I was blowing an email.
Yeah.
All right. Now I think we're good. We can. Oh, yeah. No, we're public hearing. We're going to keep it open.
Right, because we just adjourned it. We don't close it. Yeah. Motion to adjourn the public hearing.
Jared.
Second
by Dylan. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion.
All right. So, reevaluation. I've had a conversation with everybody. I've talked with Audrey. She is okay with... She understands everybody's concerns. All right. I know the majority of the board... I don't want to speak for everybody, so board members want to speak up.
Well, I'll speak up first, I guess. I don't think it's a good time for reevaluation, as we discussed. I feel like we need to wait longer, let the market settle into a place where we can see a steady line, maybe for a while. And I also feel with the economy the way it is right now, I just don't think it's a good time to do it.
You'd rather raise taxes to do it?
Nope. We don't have to.
Have to do?
Not necessarily.
We're going to pull $500,000 out of our...
Well, if we use the ARPA funds for other things now, we can save the other money and
The ARPA funds wouldn't be used for other stuff now. They'd be used for additional projects.
You know, you can use it for infrastructure or ambulance, where you would be taking money out of the town tax account, where you could be collecting interest off of that money. And obviously that's where that other money could be used at a later date if we had to do it.
This town for the last 20 years has been kicking us down the road because we didn't have money to pay for it. We have money to pay for it. It's not going to cost the taxpayers any money.
Right, but with the ARPA funds, Jared, if we use those funds for things that we would normally take out of our...
You can't use it for everything.
But not for everything, but for what we can. And not use our other money for... Because we're using that, we can put that money aside. Then we do have money. I think it's going to... It's going to hurt a lot of people doing it now, because for some people, their assessment is going to go up, their taxes are going to go up.
No, the only way their taxes go up is if we increase taxes. Assessed value has nothing to do with taxes. The only person that has control of raising taxes in the town of Catskill is the town board. Assessments do not raise taxes.
So what's the problem in the other counties that we're seeing then?
Such as which problems?
Why are other counties not wanting to, or not appreciating the fact that they had this done now? I also don't think it's a good time right now with the market the way it is, with real estate the way it is.
Audrey's going to use a blended valuation, so the current market really doesn't have a huge impact on it.
It certainly does. All the numbers that...
Well, you yourself think we're at the new norm.
Yeah, and it's going to be like that probably for 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, we can't wait another 3 to 5 years to reval.
So,
we're also...
It would be an
we're
increase.
Currently one of the lowest valuations, equalization rates in the state. So if we want to keep giving Walmart and these big box stores these easy certiorari cases...
Mm-hmm.
She's already starting to see this lawyer that solicits residents to go grieve their taxes because our equalization rate is so low.
Well, because they're anticipating that we're going to do the revaluation. So they're trying to drum up clients.
She said this started last year.
I'm only seeing it in the last month or two.
Yeah. I mean, basically what's going to happen is people are going to grieve their taxes where our tax base is going to shrink and we're going to be in a deficit.
Anybody can grieve them at any time.
Correct, but if you have a correct, if you have a not 30% equalization rate, you have a much better shot of fighting the grievances with comps.
If you're going to try to sell that lot next to my house and build a house.
But even if you took the ARPA funds that we have now, and we didn't say we didn't have them, we wouldn't be able, the town wouldn't be able to afford to be doing the reeval anyhow.
Correct.
So what I'm trying to say is, it's not the right time to be doing this, right? So you would... Like,
but my point, it's not going to be done for 2 years.
Okay. But there's nothing saying, once again, if you took those ARPA funds and used it for infrastructure, used it for an ambulance, right? The money that we would be taking out of the town account to go buy ambulance, we wouldn't be, okay? We'd be collecting interest on that money. And at a later time, if we needed to do a reeval, that money is there because we already used ARPA funds to buy the stuff we needed, like infrastructure and an ambulance, which then you'd be collecting interest off the funds that are already in our account, and that money is there if we needed to do a reeval at another time.
If we need it, we need to. It's not, it's this if we needed thing is out the window. The town of Casco needs a reeval.
We do need it. We just have to, as a board, decide when is the right time to do it.
Right.
Right, and this is the only time we've ever had the money to do it.
Correct. But is it the right time to do it? That's something that, you know, again, we as a board have to decide. You know, we've lost the window of opportunity to do an aerial survey.
Right, and we have to wait till the fall.
Yep. Which, again, is fine. You know, this is a huge topic with massive implications across the board. So it's okay that we
But I think some of it, too, is misinformation because I don't think everyone understands.
No. And that'll be part
right
of the
back, everyone thinks higher taxes.
Yep.
It doesn't mean higher taxes.
That'll be part of the public outreach that the campaign that we do with this whole thing.
But the other thing is, you know, they said that the equalization rate went below 30%, we would lose our state aid, which is in fact incorrect. Mm-hmm. We won't lose our state aid. So obviously there's different information that some people are saying that we'd lose our state aid, but in fact we wouldn't lose our state aid. And it's, you know, not $1 million, it's $30-something thousand right. that the town is getting. So
no, I mean, regardless, it's a violation of the law.
So what I think we should do, since we didn't have a lot of our community come out to learn about this, is that maybe we should hold a meeting. Maybe Audrey would come, and we could have meetings maybe in each of the firehouses. So, like, we can have a group of Catskill residents could come to Town Hall. We could do Palenville. We could do Kiskaton, etc. And we could then have more people aware of what's going on. Because I can tell you right now, a lot of people have no idea that the town is even thinking about this.
Well, we've had two meetings already where Audrey came and spoke about this here.
Here, right.
Right, at this point, there's no reason having other meetings if the board's not behind doing it.
Well, I think it might be helpful for everybody to understand what's going on.
But if you guys don't want to do it, it doesn't matter. It's the 5 votes in here that matter if we move forward and start informational meetings.
I know, but I would like to...
We haven't even gotten a price on it because we haven't even approved her to go out for RFPs because we're putting her...
Right, I think we would need to hold a good informational session. We need a subject matter expert on it. We can't do it. Audrey can't do it. So to do that, we would have to put an RFP out for somebody, a company, to do those informational meetings.
I mean, you were on the board with me and Patrick that decided to put the money aside for the rebuild. So I'm interested in why the change of heart.
It's not a change of heart, Jared. I've always felt that way.
Then why'd you agree?
I don't know. Probably because at the time, everybody was saying it's what was the best to do. Without understanding it a little bit more, maybe. And we weren't to the point where we were actually doing it.
Another thing is, I know we can't wait too long. I think we have until maybe next year to put in stone where the money is going to be spent.
It's November of this year.
Okay, it's this year. So I knew it wasn't too far away. So.
And just to back up a little bit also, I probably voted for it because we were told we had to.
Well, technically you're in violation of state law, yes. That's black and white.
I think we were told we were going to have to spend a lot of money too.
Well, every year we wait longer, the price goes up.
I mean, it was going to cost us money to not do it. Like.
Well, yeah, it costs us every money. Every time we have a certiorari case, it costs us money, yes. The last one with Walmart didn't hurt us as bad as it helped.
And we're sure that those cases are no longer going to happen?
No, they're going to happen every
year. They happen, but we have better ammunition to stop.
But we still don't have the money for a lawyer.
We don't need one when we have better comps. The thing that triggers these certiorari cases is the decrepit equalization rate.
For a big box store.
Even for goodies could grieve their taxes.
Well, right, everybody can grieve their taxes, yeah. I understand that, but these guys do it all the time.
Every three years, like clockwork.
Right.
And Audrey says if we have a more accurate equalization rate, it helps greatly. And the law firm has even agreed, because that's why we never fight it, because we don't want the leg to stand it.
Well, the only other option is to go ahead and do the process, but don't implement the numbers until a proposed date.
Well, I mean, the ideal thing is getting a subject matter expert, which we can't get until we go out and get someone. But like Audrey said, this is a 2-year process. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at 26 until the process is done, maybe 27.
27, 28 before it hits the rolls.
Right. So even if we decide to do it now, it's still years before it actually hits the rolls.
Well, in Albany's case, they're looking to implement it in 28.
Yeah, they're pushing it out. Yep.
So that's an option.
Yeah, there's a lot of options.
And the lowest the town has ever been back in 1991 was 9.07% equalization rate.
Yep, and then we did a reeval.
92.
Yep, so we
heard. But I'm just saying, that's how low it ever got, and then we did a reeval after that.
Anything from the audience?
What are you thinking, Gary?
Well, I don't know. It's probably about time to do something. Yeah. That's not the reason why I'm sitting here.
No, but any feedback you have?
I live in Livingston, and they just came through, and we're doing a rebuild. We're in the middle of one now. So, whatever we think here is.
Do you know when your last one was?
No, I don't. My wife pays the taxes. Stop.
The last time it was down here was what, 92?
1992.
92? Now, how about before that?
No idea.
I was just wondering what the gap was then.
Right.
You know, sort of a pattern, establish a pattern here and see what
it is. Back in 2006, it was 100%. That was the last time I see 100% in. August 8th of 2006, it was at 100%.
No, he was wondering what it was. We did our reval in 92. He was wondering what year they did it prior to that. Our illustrious town clerk will find that out, though.
Well, I'm trying to remember the page it was on. I think it was like 20 years prior to that, at least.
Hence why they got down to 9.1.
Yeah.
So if you took an idea back in 1975, our equalization rate was at 32.39%. Then if you go all the way down to 1991, it took that many years to be that low at 9.07% equalization rate. Going off the information we have here.
Is that market driven, though? I mean, we've been going through cycles.
Communities tend to do it on a more regular basis to keep things equal.
Well, I meant the way it dropped.
The way it changed.
Based on the market value of the equities out there.
Well, the equalization rate is an interesting thing because it's one of the reasons why our residents in the town of Catskill don't see a tax break when the county taxes stay the same. Mm-hmm. Ours actually go up because our equalization rate is so low. Where other communities like Wyndham, Athens, and everything, they actually see the reduction in their county taxes when the taxes don't go up. But really, like, people confuse assessed value and market value all the time. You know, even if your house is worth $350,000, it doesn't mean you're assessed for $350,000.
Is there a suggested guideline from the state regarding how many years
Reval? No.
No, they just don't like it to be as low as it is.
Four,
is it
right? Yeah. Three or four, isn't it?
They actually want you to do a reval every 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
They want a refresher.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no fines or stuff if you're below the number.
Right. So with a value of the fair market value high right now, relative. So is that a good time to do a rebound or not a good time?
It's not
based on historical information.
It's not ideal. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. That's why it would take 2 years and use a blended value.
Right. Right.
Obviously, we talked about it during the peak of COVID, and that was definitely the wrong time.
Right.
But I don't know. We have a real estate agent here. He seems to think things have flattened out.
You kind of, but there's no inventory, so... The lack of inventory would gauge
right.
if we had stuff to sell, it'd probably sell like hotcakes.
Yeah.
But what I brought up in the meeting before the last one, which I missed, 30% of the properties in Catskill sold for over the asking price, and that was out of 476. And by tens of thousands of dollars. I think the biggest one was...
well, that one was ridiculous.
Yeah, $450,000 over, but it was over $1 million property anyway.
That was over that 30% you're talking about was over the span of how long?
I did it December of 20 to current.
So like 3-4 years. But do you see that cycle? Because we've been through these peak cycles before, where people just walk away from the mortgages because now the mortgage is greater than the value.
There's going to be a lot of foreclosures coming out.
Yeah.
Especially if we get this reeval, you got to take that into consideration with people like that or, elderly people or things like that are on a fixed income already.
Right.
Not necessarily everyone is going to affect, but it could affect a good majority, You don't know that until you do that reassessment.
But I don't think it's going to, it will affect. No, because the way you're assessing it, my point is that the people, we've seen those values up there. Since 85, I've been watching it here in Catskill up and down, and we've seen people just walk away from houses because they can't keep doing this. And I don't think the taxes are going to be driving that, whether they walk away. Because what's really going to happen there is the mortgage company is going to just come in and make sure it gets done.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think the blended number that Jared's talking about is going to be askew to begin with, being that the average median price went up to, I think it's like 380 for an average home when probably it was like 250.
Right. Yeah, but the
prior to COVID.
2022, beginning of 2022, the end of last year, I think, in the county, the average house went up by 50%.
Right.
Went from 200 up to 300.
And the cash buyers just, it didn't matter.
Right.
They could afford the house on High Street and pay $60,000 over the asking price and not even bat an eyelash. So the blended number is going to be askew based on the asking price, and then the closed sale price is even higher.
But not being a citizen of this town,
it's quite all right. Your knowledge is, you know.
But by the way, I'm a land surveyor, like Gary, so I'm definitely involved in this stuff. So
to your point there, there's these inflated prices and stuff. And so now people, so how does that affect the community, the people that live here, that have lived here a long time, have raised their families here?
Right.
How does that affect and impact those people? And we do a rebound, and so how's that, where's the balance in all of that?
Well, like the assessor says, until you take the pie and redistribute it, you really don't know. But some people may go down. Other people may go up. I mean, is it right that the house that sold for $1 million is assessed for $120,000?
Yep.
And that's what they're paying taxes on?
But actually, when you do the rebound, your rate per thousand is going down.
Yeah.
And so you're, because your tax
equals out.
What it was is going to stay the same.
Correct. Yeah. It basically equalizes the entire playing field.
Right.
In theory.
But we all know the story. You know, the people are $100,000 house, and when it's really a $300,000
right, or more,
or more.
So
I mean, we could probably stand and learn. Sorry to interrupt. We could probably stand and learn a lot with what just happened in Athens.
Well, they over
did.
They're at 110%.
Yeah.
Right, but take the 10% out.
They were using 100. The state's 3-year cycle.
Yeah.
Just don't use the same guy.
I think they did they did interiors too. They did an extensive. Yeah. Ours isn't going to be interiors.
And it really shouldn't be, because you're looking. It should be the house, not what's inside of it.
Well, some towns do interior revaluations.
Right.
We're not planning.
We're not doing that. You don't know if they finished their basement and built 2 more bedrooms. You don't know.
Well, you do if they had building permits, right? But
right, or you find it out when they sell it, and you go, "Oh, yeah, what's all this?"
What I was going to say, Gary, is that Gary Kissinger was here at the last meeting, and he had some concerns from the revaluation that happened years ago. It affected him on his commercial property, as well as I believe his house that he lives in.
So he had some concerns that he brought up. Probably a lot of concerns. A lot of people would have a lot of concerns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody sitting on a house that, you know, it's $200,000, but fair market value is $400,000, or somebody buys it for four, wants to buy it for $400,000, but that person doesn't want to sell. But now they're going to get taxed on $400,000. I don't know.
Someone walked up to my door and opened me twice on my house. I thought it was a fancy light.
You'd be going to all be getting the trailer.
Chris, don't place to move in New York.
Yeah, that's the problem. You have to.
If I go to call,
it's nice for a seller. But if you want, you can't buy nothing.
Right. I know.
No.
You've got to leave.
Right.
That's exactly true.
Yeah, so
that's the problem.
My dream was to move to Tennessee after I retired. I'm priced out of Tennessee. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's a big problem.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be nice to hear, you know, $1 million for your house or $500,000 or whatever, but then what are you gonna do?
Yeah, it's not like you could trade up at the carnival all day and get the big teddy bear.
Trade up here in
you can't.
Catskill.
No.
No, you're going to have to go to East. Jesus.
You're going to have to get another mortgage at 7.5%
and
end up paying more.
Right. Is it true that the house values in Catskill are the lowest in the county on average?
I mean, I think Wyndham's probably the highest.
But I heard that last year that...
I would think maybe Coxsackie might be trailing behind us.
You know, my other concern was, you know, the flyover. You know, that was talked about prior to us making a decision if we were going to do this or not, because the flyover was going to be $40,000+. So I would hate to see us do a flyover and then say no, right? So we should make this decision before that flyover even happens. You know?
So what's the flyover? Just
to do aerial views to help with...
So the aerial views, what about the county? They have what's the current one?
Yeah, we've looked at their data. It's not good enough. It's not clear enough.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But they update that pretty regularly.
5 years. 2026 would be next.
26? So yeah. 26, if they update it again in 26, the accuracy is not good enough or what?
No.
So the bulk of this reval won't be done with boots on the ground. A lot of it will be done with aerial vision, aerial photography.
Yeah. You said 40,000?
$40,000+. And my thing was, I'm totally against doing that, and then you pay somebody $40,000+ to do an aerial view, and we make a decision and say no. We just wasted $40,000+ of it. Shouldn't be doing
cheap.
That.
That sounds pretty cheap. Because I just got an $8,000 bid on 90 acres.
Yeah, that's a flyer. Yeah, like I said, $40,000+. I don't know the exact figure on it.
Yeah. I did a lot of aerial photography work back in the day, you know, and that's pretty cheap. Low number,
low notch up for a total off that.
Liz, do you know of him?
We did a lot of math.
43? Yeah, so.
That's also what we would see if we had any inventory that wasn't on the books, stuff like that.
How long would that flyover information be good for?
I think 2 years.
Seems like the county maps, the county aerial photography is pretty good.
Well, the village is going to be doing one.
So on the GIS county map, there's actually there's a layer that you turn on, and it was a state where we Google on that, mm-hmm. and it will actually just show a square where every building is on the property.
Yeah, Audrey looked at it. Yeah. I didn't ask her to come tonight, but she said it's not the format that they need it. It's not a high enough resolution.
Hey, there's a building here. Because I was looking at the Catskill Game Farm, it actually was showing the old draft and it's all the structures. But you know, on other properties, you see if there's new construction or has occurred. Yeah. It's an interesting layer.
Okay. So we're not going to make a decision on this tonight, unless we want to put it for a motion, vote no, or vote yes. Again, we're not going to know exactly what this entails until we get an RFP out there for a contractor. But if we want to put it off till next year, we can. If we want to keep on having these conversations, we can.
Keep on having the conversations. I mean, it's not costing us anything really to do that.
It's just that we don't have a subject matter expert here to answer these type of questions. We're answering the questions the best we can, but some of the information that we're saying could very well be wrong because we don't have facts.
I mean, I think if a company wanted to like necessarily romance the town, they might come down and, you know, talk to everybody.
Yeah. I know there's
two companies. What did you say?
The state is also willing to do that. Audrey said that she can get something from the state to do a web audit. No?
I would do that.
No, never mind.
Yeah, I don't see why we shouldn't do that.
Scratch that.
Not true.
I would say, you know, at least hold off on the flyover no matter what.
It's too late for the flyover this year.
Well, even come fall, if we didn't make a decision, given what I'm trying to say, mm-hmm. until we make our final decision as a board, instead of wasting.
But to make a final decision, I think we need to put an RFP out there, get data back from whatever contractor and see exactly how much this thing is going to cost.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because without doing that and we vote no, we're not making a fact-based decision.
Right, so why don't we do that then?
That's what I'm asking.
Did you guys previous get any quotes?
Nope.
Then How did you know how much Audrey got the flat set aside?
That's a guesstimate. Audrey
it
gave
could
us,
be a million.
Yeah, Audrey gave us a figure. That's what we have in ARPA left. So that's what we set aside for this. It could come in a lot higher. We don't know.
So I guess get the estimate and we're at least hear the process out and then see where it lands us.
So do we want to do the RFP then?
Might as well.
It doesn't commit us to anything except knowing what we would be spending.
Correct.
Yeah.
So am I correct on that, Ted? Putting an RFP out does not tie us down to anything.
Well, we already agreed on an RFP a while ago.
But we didn't put it out.
We didn't put it out.
As long as it's not costing us any money.
We're here for free information. Might as well take
it. Right, for the information. As long as it's not costing us any money, right, and getting any quotes.
No, it's a request for proposal.
So.
Motion to go out for a request for proposal for revaluation of the town of Catskill.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Okay. Now we can get data.
Well, now we can discuss that pickleball court.
All right. Anything else?
Two things. One is as a zoning board chairman.
Yep.
How you make it out with the secretary to the zoning board?
So we've been in contact with Greene County Civil Service. They're canvassing some individuals that are on their current list. I don't have a time frame when we'll hear back from them. We have other avenues where we can post for this position if that falls through.
We have created a hybrid full-time position.
Savannah or?
Nope, this will be that new position for the Planning and Zoning Board.
Position. Yes, no. So we've given up on the trying to hire a part-time clerk. So we've created a hybrid full-time position that will do planning, zoning, and backup in the finance office. HR wrote the job description for us, ran it by civil service. The county started canvassing. And there is a list, so they notified the first three people to see if they're interested, and then we'll start interviews.
Oh, okay, good.
We understand how.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
But giving, we tried for 2 months now to hire part-time and zero interest. So we decided to try a different avenue.
The second issue would be the pickleball court. Has there been any discussion regarding building a couple of pickleball courts in the town of Catskill?
Yep, so we just applied for... What's that?
A grant?
We just applied for a grant for the Ricky Kramer Field, and pickleball / basketball court is part of that grant.
All right. Sounds good.
Yep.
Mr. Vippler would be happy to have you join at the golf course.
Yeah, those guys. I play enough golf, but I don't want to play pickleball. So... All right, sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was the zoning board.
So, without Patricia there, it's a bit of a challenge.
It's hard. Yeah. They had Albert taking notes.
So I'll give you some.
Well,
some
Gary, notes. You're a second rate citizen then because Ted's volunteered to take him for the planning board, so.
Really? For one meeting. Well, we had one covered. One meeting? Right. That's what we did tonight. Yeah,
we actually had people show up for the public hearing.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, so it all worked out. Thank you very much for helping me on that.
Yeah, you're
welcome. All right, good night, everybody. Good
night.
Thank you
for
coming in. Thanks.
I'll stop and see you about that. We'll see you at the next meeting, Gary. We'll see you at the next meeting.
Sure.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
6:30.
Anything else? All right, we're going to go into executive session to discuss a legal matter to include the town attorney.
And we might come out.
I anticipate that will
come out for
a time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We had people show up in public hearing because the notice went out as Patrick Gillis and not as Robert Patrick Gillis. You know, we should have to resend out all the notices because we had the first name wrong.
Oh.